Mark Carlson, did you come to the altar? Mark called me last week or sent me a text, I don't remember. And he said I'd been having trouble with my shoulder, and I talked to my sister-in-law. She said, well, you need to go to church and get them to anoint you and pray for you. And so I said, well, Judy's got a doctor's appointment Thursday. I'll run over there. And no, he says, I want it done in church. I'll wait till Sunday. So here he is. And it's very scriptural because it says in James chapter 5 that anyone among you is hurting. Gather the elders together, and that's mature believers in Christ, not necessarily a pastoral thing, and to anoint in oil and pray the prayer of faith. And so that's what we're going to do. And Phil, when I anointed the church some time ago and spilled the bottle of anointing oil, Phil bought me a brand new bottle filled with frankincense and myrrh and olive oil. And the olive oil is the oil of the people of faith. And so that's what we're going to do. So if anybody would want to come and stand behind him and lay your hands on him, God will touch him. Now, he's been struggling with this shoulder thing for a long time, and sometimes God miraculously heals. Sometimes he uses medical technology and all that. So we are blessed in this country to have those all these kind of resources. But my heart, have you ever did something through your shoulder? Any of you? You know, I mean, it hurts. I know I have. So that's what we want to do. This has got a fragrance to it. So this will stay with you all day long. And you don't ever have to wash it off. It's like your first kiss. You know, you don't wash it off. You keep it. So with that, you know, God, we love you, Mark, and we thank you for him, and we anoint him in the precious name of Jesus. And pray for his shoulder or any other physical ailments that he might have going on in our body. Our body is a wonderful, wonderful thing, Lord, and we're so grateful that you allow us to use this body to carry our spirit. But sometimes the body just gets a little rickety, and we ask that you touch him from the top of his head to the tip of his toes with your grace, your love, and your healing power. And the Bible says when we don't know exactly what to pray for, the Spirit will give us the utterance. We come in the name of the Holy Spirit and pray, touch in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Amen. God loves you, Mark. We love you. And